Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. We still are listening to the CDs. We're still watching the preview videos. Eurovision is getting ever, ever closer. And now, it's time for the weekly news. Yes, hello everybody, welcome once again to the Eurovision Insight podcast with me, Ewan Spence, coming to you twice a week. It's the news on a Tuesday and it's fun and games on Friday. We'll be continuing with the jukebox jury looking through the 2011 songs and rating them hit, miss or maybe at the end of every week, leading right up to the semi-finals on May the 10th and 12th and the final on May the 14th. Lots going on in the world of Eurovision, but as expected, most of it is behind closed doors. Lots of rehearsals. Artists occasionally get to pop up to come along to the London Fan Weekend this weekend, the Amsterdam Fan Concert last weekend. Lots of things, kind of building blocks going in place, tweaks going on. Some of that's coming up, so let's run through that in today's show, plus some of the great fun promotional stuff that's going on as well. Let me start with the Mini Pops. Now, we've mentioned these before on the Eurovision Insight website. It's those little cartoon characters by our jukebox jury judge, Ben Morris. He's also doing illustrations. Some of these are being put on T-shirts. Now, you've got a chance, anybody out there, to bid on the T-shirts. One of the Irish T-shirts and one of the British T-shirts. And these are unique because Jedward have signed the Irish ones and Blue have signed the British ones. These will be the only ones that are signed by the acts on the T-shirts. They are being auctioned on eBay. We will have a link back in the show notes at escinsight.com. All proceeds from that will be going towards the Compassionate Friends. And just go have a look. It's a great charity. It's a wonderful bit of memorabilia as well. I think whoever wins this is going to be really, really proud of that. And Ben, of course, Mini Pops have got one or two more bits of starring things to happen at the Insight website. Keep an eye on us throughout the rest of the week to see what happens with that. Okay, speaking of Blue, April the 16th, a documentary in the BBC. Now, as you know, there wasn't a national final in the United Kingdom this year. They just, you know, we're just going to choose Blue. They're going to write their own song. They've written it. They're going to sing it. We think it's lovely. What they are going to be doing, though, is a primetime special, Saturday night television, 10 past 6, this Saturday on the BBC, lasting an hour, so finished at 10 past 7. So by quarter past 7, depending on where you are on the internet, just go to a dark corner and download a pirate copy of it, or watch it on the iPlayer, or find it on YouTube, or read the reviews on the millions of news websites. But in any case, a little bit of getting behind their act from the BBC. Very nice to see. Speaking of things that are on display or not, Daria, who's singing for Croatia this year, has promised to do some sort of magical illusion that will make people remember her forever and ever and ever, and there's as part of her stage show at the Eurovision Song Contest. No news on what it could be. We have had one magical illusion happen before, which is Spain 2 years ago with Soroy, if I remember correctly, which went as well as could be expected. It'd be interesting to see what Croatia have got planned on that one and whether we'll actually get to see it in the finals. Gimmicks, well, as we've noted before, Sweden have the big massive glass box that breaks open thanks to the power of Eric Saar's bejeweled hand, and they have to land on a dust sheet so they can get it all the mess off in 30 seconds. Will we see any more gimmicks? More than likely. Will they just look at them and go, really? It's a song contest. It doesn't help the song. Yeah, we'll probably do that as well. But it will put on a spectacular show, and the performance is part of the contest as well. But the main thing is the song, and that includes the singers, the backing singers. So Slovenia have deployed their secret lucky charm. You know that sort of lucky charm you always have in your pocket when you're going to do something big and important? You say, I've got to have that. Martina Majer. Now, Eurovision watchers will recognise her as a singer who helped out Quartissimo back in 2009. She's also been the backing singer for Slovenia in 2003 and 2007 and 2008. She took last year off, and now she's back again as a backing singer for 2011 to support Marcia Kijak there for Slovenia. And, of course, being able to help around, you know, it's just nice to have someone who's done it all before, knows the ropes, understands how things go and the passes and all that. So that's a smart move, I think, on the part of Slovenia, not just for the song, but also just to give a bit of stability and a bit of, we know what's going on there for the camp. Russia, Alex Sparrow, or Alexa Vrayevich, has added a little more Russian to the opening of his song. In his words, look, there's an international team behind the song. I just want my Russian heritage to come through as well. So there's a little bit of a revamping going on that song again. Not enough to change the song from what it was before, but just a little tweak with the language and the presentation, all perfectly within the rules. Some of them are going beyond and above the call of duty. France have now released an English version of Sonia, I Would Dream About Her, the English version of the Corsican opera light song that is going to be sung at the contest. I think it's a smart choice to keep it in Corsican. It adds a little bit of flair and flamboyance to the song. In English, it sounds a little bit pedestrian, like the sort of thing that you would get in a worthy Hugh Grant romantic comedy. So keeping it in Corsican gives it that nice sort of, oh, it's quite classy. Because I don't think Hugh Grant's quite classy nowadays. English to Corsican to English, from English back to Belarusian as well. Anastasia Vinnikova has got around to releasing a Belarusian language version of I Love Belarus. Marja Belarus is up on YouTube. Again, great promotional tools. It's nice to hear the song sung in a different language and put a different spin on it. And again, it comes down to, well, you know, you're promoting the artist, you're promoting the song. So at least people who don't know the English version or the Corsican version or whatever will kind of recognize it and then go, oh no, I did like that one. Sort of building it up. So you've got 2 or 3 chances to impress yourself, and certainly to the audience that are switched on enough to head on the internet and have a listen to these things. Let's see, what else do we have? Well, the Amsterdam Fan Concert has just happened. And then like 20-odd artists were up there performing. It is still about May 10th, 12th, 14th. Even with these fan concerts, even with your different language versions, even with your YouTube promotions, it's all about the 3 minutes on the stage. It's nice to have a sort of nice, solid foundation, stuff you can build on, and that's what all these promotional options are. It still comes down to on the night. People might love a certain song, but if you start the song out of key on the night, they're just going to go, oh, what a shame, and vote for somebody else. But it's a good foundation, it's good backing, and it gives us stuff to talk about in the news podcast. Vlatko Ilešević, Macedonia, again, as you all know, have a little bit of a sweet spot for this song. He's definitely getting around Europe. He's one of the harder working people on the promotion circuit. Interesting to see that Lena has now invited him to be her special guest at one of her concerts, specifically the one on April the 29th. Be interesting to see if there's a little nod from the champion last year to someone who, you know, yeah, you'll do. I'd be happy to hand my crown over to you. That's assuming that Lena doesn't want to win it again this year, which she gives every indication that she is. She's going out there and doing the promotion, as we said before, but also making sure of her fan base so she has a career after it, which is smart thinking on Stefan Rab's part. It's use Eurovision as a springboard. A couple of artists have managed it. Dab is the obvious one. Bucks is always the one that the UK churn out as well, but there are others who have gone on through. And I do want to bring out for this week's song track, Lena's promotional appearance in Germany over the last weekend. Absolutely loving this one. She got on Sesame Street. Specifically, she got on the German version of Sesame Street with a song called Bert, Oh Bert, which is actually just a reworking of the lyrics from Satellite, but absolutely loving this. The thing that is upsetting my ears, of course, is it's not the Bert that I'm used to, and it's not the Ernie that I'm used to, because it's obviously the German dialect and the German versions of the puppets, but it's still there, it still looks right. And Lena might look a little bit weird on stage sometimes, but, you know, up there as a kids performer with some Muppets on stage, yeah, she nails it. Simple as that. She absolutely nails it. So let's take that one. Let's take Bert, Oh Bert, hey, from Sesame Strasse. And Lena.
Oh, Lena!
Was machst du denn hier?
Ich suche meinen Kumpel Bert. Ich bin hier mit ihm zum Äpfelpflücken verabredet.
Na, vielleicht ist ihm was dazwischen gekommen.
Oh, meinst du? Aber was könnte das sein?
Tja.
Vielleicht wird Bert grad hierher gehen. Und auf einmal blieb er stehen, denn er hat einen Käfer krabbeln sehen und ist ihm dann ganz einfach hinterher.
Dem Käfer?
Und weil Bert so gut krabbeln kann, der Käfer krabbelte voran.
Oh.
Folgte Bert der Spur und dann ist Bert in diesen Laubhaufen rein.
Aha!
Bert, oh Bert,
Bert,
wo bist du nur geblieben?
Bist du hier Bert, drin, Bert?
Oh Bert,
Bert?
Du bist doch unser bester Freund.
Also,
wo immer
nicht gehen.
Wir haben dich so gerne, Bert, oh Bert. Wir vermissen dich wirklich sehr.
Bert, tja, wo kann er denn sonst noch sein?
Vielleicht kam auch ein Frosch vorbei mit Zauberstab und sprach dabei.
Oh.
Du bist ein Apfel, 1, 2, 3. Und schwupps, da war's passiert.
Was war passiert?
Bestimmt hat Bert das nicht gepasst. Doch plötzlich hing er an einem Ast. An einem Apfelbaum als Gast. Und kann uns wahrscheinlich sehr gut hören.
Oh nein!
Bert, oh Bert, wo
Bert?
Bist du nur geblieben?
Oh.
Bert, oh Bert, du bist doch unser bester Freund.
Bert, bist du das?
Wo immer du auch bist.
Der hier sieht ein bisschen
wir
aus wie Bert.
Wir haben dich so gerne. Bert, oh Bert.
Bert, geht's dir gut, Bert?
Wir vermissen dich wirklich sehr.
Nicht reinbeißen, Lena. Das könnte Bert sein.
Oh, du hast recht.
Oder vielleicht auch nicht. Bert.
Wo ist er? Was macht er?
Tja.
Das ist doch bisher noch niemals geschehen. Das kann doch gar nicht sein.
Das ist sogar noch nie passiert.
Sonst ist Bert so pünktlich.
Hm.
Da braucht man nur auf die Uhr zu sehen. Ich glaube, ich weiß, wo Bert ist.
Oh, wo denn? Wo?
Wahrscheinlich ist in diesem Fall, dass ein UFO aus dem All hier landete mit Blitz und Knall. Und Bert war sehr erstaunt.
Und dann?
Fremde Wesen auf einmal stiegen aus in großer Zahl.
Oh nein!
Und Bert hatte gar keine Wahl. Er flog dann einfach mit.
Flog mit?
Aha.
Bist du da oben, Bert?
Wo bist du?
Kannst du uns sehen?
Unser bester Freund, Bert.
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 Oh, Bert.
Wo bist du?
Oh, Bert.
Oh, Bert. Bert. Oh, Bert.
Hallo, Ernie.
Oh, Bert. Da bist du ja, Bert.
Aber wieso?
Bert, oh Bert, they're making an appearance in 70th Street. The voice of Lena. She wasn't a puppet. It was actually Lena on there. They didn't have a Lena Muppet. Although that would be an interesting look. Little bit of promotion, little bit of just keeping your name in the newspapers and everything leading up to this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Right then, speaking of this year's Eurovision Song Contest, we're past the halfway mark in the jukebox juries as we take a look at all the songs of the song contest. There'll be more of that on Friday. And process at the moment of sorting out timetables and guests for the Eurovision Insight Podcast's daily breakfast show coming out of Dusseldorf. If you want to be on the show, you've got something to talk about. If you're, one of the 43 people singing at Eurovision and want to reach out to all the fans listening to the podcast, get in touch. Ewan@escinsight.com is the easiest way to do that. Popping up on the internet are the trailers for The Secret History of the Eurovision Song Contest, a documentary that was filmed partly on the ground in Oslo last year from the Australian filmmakers. Interesting to see that Paul Jordan, our jukebox jury judge, has made it, looking all nice and academic and spruced up and clean. Seemingly, having spoken to the filmmakers, my part has been left on the cutting room floor. They think it might be a DVD extra. Wow. My life is complete. I'm an extra. Actually, I'm quite proud of that, actually. I wonder if they can maybe give us the clip for the site. We'll find out about that and more. There's going to be more stuff coming up as the song contest approaches. Back here next week for the rest of the news. Hopefully most people will be coming out of their little rehearsal boxes. More jukebox juries, as I said, starting at the end of the week. And we will have the daily show with all the news, the fun and the games from the ground on Dusseldorf from May the 2nd. So thank you very much for listening. I'm Ewan Spence. It's Eurovision Insight. As always, we've got stuff back on the website to read and comment on. And as always, we have the guitars.